Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to today's Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Great to have everybody here, and we're great to kick off our press conferences this morning with the defending NHRA Top Fuel champion, who is going to be hanging out in the garage and out on the front stretch, having a good time with us today, Mr. Antron Brown. Antron's going to be back here next month. We're going to go coast to coast four wide. We're going to be here for the four wide race at LVMS over at the Strip. Is going to be April the 11th through the 13th. And then 2 weeks later, he's going to be running four wide at ZMAX Dragway in Charlotte. So we're going to go coast to coast, and that'll be on April the 25th through the 27th. Quick stat here for Antron. Antron is a six-time winner here at Vegas. He's a seven-time winner at ZMAX Dragway at Charlotte. So the man knows how to get the car down the road straight, don't you, AB?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Well, talk about being back here in Vegas today and being here to enjoy the race.
Well, it's always fun. I remember distinctly I came back here probably about several years ago, and I drove the pace car. So it might have been my fault for when they came in a little hot that day. But it's always so fun coming back here, just watching like our brothers and sisters out here in the NASCAR realm and see what they do, and hang out with all of our Toyota teammates. And it's always great to do here. I just remember distinctly coming here, driving the pace car around, feeling the atmosphere. And I always was a big fan and loved circle track racing and dabbled in it a little bit too and have a lot of fun. And it just feels good to be back here, and we get to come back here in about a couple of weeks for the 4Y. It always brings up like this NASCAR deal just kind of like drifted over to the drag racing realm where we go on 4Y, where we bring a lot of chaos to the drag strip. I'm used to playing the checker match where it's two at a time. We bought the chess game to drag racing, which is a lot of chaos, but it's really, really cool for the fans, and people has never seen it before. When you come out, it's like no other. So I always tell people, when you see car alarms going off, you feel that little number two on the Richter scale, things are shaking. It's just NHRA's in town. That's all that's happening. We're just lighting it up with about only 44,000 plus horsepower. That's all. But the coolest part is that our series right now is off to a great start in Gainesville. But the competition is like no other right now. Our field in Gainesville, we qualified literally the top 10 qualified within a hundredth of a second.
Wow.
So when you're seeing how tight the field and the competition got, everybody's doing their homework. And it feels really cool to bring this here to 4Y coming up here in a couple weeks.
So when you look across those other lanes when you're coming up there to the staging lane, who are you worried about this year? Who are you thinking about the most? You're talking about how good the competition is.
I guess the biggest team that we're looking at is the Coletta cars. The Coletta cars right now, Doug Coletta, even he's our past world champion from the year prior, and Sean Langdon, that team has done his homework. You got Alan Johnson, who's won numerous championships with numerous drivers, and you got Brian Houston, was his understudy, who's tuned in Langdon's car. And those two teams, it's not just showing up. They're coming out there to win. And for us, it pushed us really hard to go do our homework this offseason, where we can always race on race day well, but we never had that top-tier car qualifying. And this offseason, we really worked on that. That was our main focus. Brian Corradi, my crew chief, that's what he worked on this whole offseason with Brad and the rest of our Matco, Lucas Oil Toyota team, is to work on that. And we came out this year where our all-stars, like our pro shootout race, like our winter warm-up, we came out and set low ET, and it felt really, really good in Gainesville to come out with the number one qualifier and also get that race win. So we're off to a great start, but we got to do a lot more of that, because that final round against Langdon, that shows you how tough it's going to be all year. 67 to a 68, we both were stellar off the line, and we had to navigate a rough racetrack that weekend with the weather coming in and out with the rain, and we got through it where we had to drive the car uncharacteristically. We had to dirt track a little bit. First round, we had to let off the gas pedal, feather it down the racetrack, something that we're not used to doing in drag racing, but them dirt track skills came back to me growing up as a kid, so it was a lot of fun to get that in there and get through that race, which was really difficult for us.
So you've spent a little time around some NASCAR races. What are you looking forward to today? What you got in mind after this?
Man, I'm looking forward to seeing the competition out there this week and then see who's going to bring it here. And we watched the first several races, I mean the first race down there in Daytona, and they got a lot of action going on right now. I see the emotions going high. I want to see who's going to be the one to take it this week. And if, you know, I'm always been a big Denny fan, man. So I want to see what Denny's going to bring to the table this weekend, and see what my other Toyota teammates do, see what Bubba can do. and the rest of them. And but I'm looking forward to seeing the whole competition out here. I see Larson's always there, and all the different other drivers out there, Chase. And I'm looking forward, Christopher Bell. There's so many great drivers out here in this sport. I just want to see what they can bring to the table today.
Very good, very good. Well, let's open it up. If we've got a few questions here, raise your hand. Please state your name and your affiliation, and we'll get to you as quick as we can. Let's go here.
Crystal Clay, Racing Refresh. You've been to Vegas so many times, and I feel like the NHRA drivers have a different connection to their fans that come to their races. You interact with them a lot. Do you notice any difference when they come to Las Vegas as far as like this city becoming a big sports town?
Yeah, like the coolest part, this is becoming the mecca of meeting for race fans. I guess the accessibility, the easy to fly in and the night entertainment. And when I come in here, even when we race and even come to these NASCAR races, I see people from across the world. This is becoming like the international hub for people to meet up and show up and come out. And even when I come race here, people come up to me and they're from Australia, they're from the UK, they're from France, they're from Sweden, they're from all over the place, from Japan, Hong Kong. And then when you go back there on the strip and you're going at nighttime, you're eating dinner, they're sitting right next to you, says, I saw you at the track today. I'm like, really? That's like, it's so cool. And to see the universal language of motorsports where Vegas is becoming a hub of it. Like, I live in Indy. I moved there because it's a race capital of the world, but it's so cool to see Vegas becoming an extension hub of, like, Charlotte and Indianapolis is coming out here on the West Coast.
That's very good. Let's go back here behind you.
Yeah. There you go. I understand you're related to Troy Vincent, the ex-cornerback in the NFL. When he asked you to kind of get involved, if he hadn't, do you think you ever would have got taken off in his career? I mean, did he help propel you to do this, or was this something you're going to do anyway?
No, the Troy's relationship and my relationship was very unique because he ended up marrying my cousin, and Tommy, and was so eloquent. I remember Troy, he fell in love with motorcycles, so everybody doesn't know my background. I started off in motorcycles. I raced motocross as a kid, grew up and went to street bikes, drag racing, and started in NHRA and pro stock motorcycle. It's a lot of background history that happened where I could have been a circle track racer at one time too. So Troy, he brought me into NHRA drag racing, and he taught me the ins and outs and also the business side of it. He told me to understand the business side of it and not just the racing side of it. And we still talk to this day, man, him being the executive vice president of the whole NFL right now under Roger Goodell also. So we do a lot of cross-promoting on that side of it too. But, man, he was my mentor, very instrumental in doing what I did. And for me, I would have been racing something. My dad and uncle were drag racers before I was born. I grew up around it. And my story getting into it, I was 10 years old when he brought me to my first big race because he said I knew I could understand what was going on. Englishtown, New Jersey, 1986. And I remember simply going to the racetrack and I saw all the big haulers because we used to judge people. My family owned their own business, like a septic tank business, okay? Septic tank business. And we showed up at this racetrack and I looked at my dad. I go, Dad, what do these people do for a living? You know, you saw the Budweiser, the Miller Lights, all the stuff on the race haulers. And my dad looked at me. He goes, Son, they are professional. I said, What's that mean? He goes, They do this for a living. They get paid to do this. And I'm looking at him. I remember he had to work hard Monday through Friday so we could race it on the weekend. That's what our whole mindset was. My grandpa instilled that you can have anything in life as long as you work for it. And I looked at my dad and said, Shut the front door. That's what I want to do a living. My dad put his hand around my back that time and pat me on the shoulder. He goes, Son, we're going to be number one in the number two business. That's what we do. You follow what I'm saying? He goes, you dump, we pump. That was the motto on our septic tank trucks, right? So that's what I grew up doing. And to this day, when I turned in becoming professional, my dad looked back at me and a tear comes in his eyes. My dad was never an emotional man when I won my first championship. He goes, Son, he goes, you did it. You just never stopped. And that's why I look out there and I sign every autograph, every person that comes up to me. And my dad and uncle say, You work so hard. I look at my dad, I go, I know what's waiting for me. If I don't make it over here, I'm gonna be in that number one, we're gonna be number one, number two business. I don't wanna do that because they still do it to this day. So that's the whole thing about our family history and the reason why we do what we do and why we work as hard as we work, because our sport in drag racing is so unique. The accessibility, what gives us that chance to live our dream. And I remember walking up to my heroes and seeing what they were doing. I was able to see, touch them, and see what they do. It gave me the hope to be there. And now I'm living that dream, giving it back every day.
All right, let's go here, Bob.
Tom Zaleski, Iron County Today. What's happening, sir? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I am feeling good. Christopher Bell has won 3 races in a row, as you have seen. Can you compare what he's been achieving to what you do? And how does that fit in? And thoughts on him possibly going after number 4 today?
Well, I think what you see in Christopher Bell, and it's not him but his team as a general, is that, you know, he stays humble and he stays hungry. You know what I mean? You never see Christopher Bell talking outside of his means. He's determined. He keeps his eye on the prize, and his team has that same vigor. Like, it takes everybody. A lot of people always look at the athlete, but they don't look at the process and what it takes to get there. And I can speak from being a championship year in and year out and how to win. And what it takes to win, it takes everybody pulling that rope the same way. And he's got that going on right now. You know what I mean? And his team is building off that momentum. And the thing about it is, I think in NASCAR is a win when you finish in the top 5. You know what I mean? That's a winning weekend. You follow what I mean? And for him to win 3 in a row, that's like winning 3 championships back to back to back each race. And to go through the talent in the field and to go through the strategy that it takes to do that and to drive to that capability. So he's maximizing everything he can get out of his race car, and the team's giving him all the pit stops and giving him the, like, everything that it takes to get the job done. And I'm really interested to see how he's going to do today, because trust me, I know those other teams ain't going to want him to win. Trust me.
Let's do 2 more quick, Kelly, and then we'll go here. Finish up.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. Antron, NHRA this year has introduced that the regular season champion or regular season point leader, you guys are going to get a bonus. So Antron Brown, the team owner, how badly you want that money?
Oh, brother always wants the money. Don't get that twisted. We always going for that. And Kelly, it just plays a whole different atmosphere now. Now you're seeing teams are already talking about testing. Because I'm not going to lie to you, we used to test during the races during the year before the countdown. Like, we wanted to win them. We gave our best effort on Sunday to win, but we'll test in qualifying. We're not testing no more in qualifying. Like, we're racing. Like, we are like, what can we get out this racetrack that we can prepare for Sunday? And how can we qualify high to get the best shot at it? And you're seeing that's what our team's doing. I can't speak on every other team. And now that extra money and collected in and added with a championship, and it might be a championship bonus at the end too if you win both of them. Like I said right now, is that it gets a whole different mind perspective where now we're planning, we actually strategically planning test sessions after race weekends now. When we tested a little bit if we were in trouble, but now we're trying to up our game as the year goes on so we can actually get some breathing, what I call breathing room, is getting some performance advantage on the other teams that we can go into the next race with confidence. So it's definitely raising the bar, and we got our sights set on it and planned on it to take full advantage of it. And also, we're putting all of our best parts and pieces to every race that we go to, without a doubt.
All right, let's finish here.
Antron, Alan Michaels on Pit Road Racing Las Vegas. You've had such a great success here. What has made the strip so special for you?
The biggest thing that makes it so special for us coming here is that you have to bring some power to the game here. A lot of people don't realize the elevation, the dry altitude, we don't make the power that we do at the sea level tracks. And but the dryness makes up for it too a little bit, where we could burn more fuel. We try to burn more fuel. But when we come here, we get so many different elements. When the sun's out during the day, the track gets kind of gooey. Then when the sun goes down, the track gets tight. And on race day, when we race in the middle of the day, so you have to understand how to swing your tune-ups back and forth. And the teams that can adapt, they're more versatile, are the ones that shine at this racetrack. And in our team, that's where we elevate at. We're very good at racing the racetrack, racing. We might not be the quickest or fastest, but we improved upon that this year. We're coming in where we can be the quickest and fastest, and we could bring that same mindset game. And I think that's what benefits us racing here at Vegas. And also, when we come here for the four wide, you have to navigate four different lanes, not two, but four. And everyone has a little bit different characteristics, but they do such a great job where sometimes that comes into play and sometimes it doesn't. But we want to be the quickest to get lane choice. And we want to get to that final round where it's a winner-take-all. It's kind of like a battle royal of wrestling. You're throwing everybody in the ring at one time, and you can't think of it, oh, we got to race this competitor. We got to think about how can we beat everybody and throw your best shot and your best blow and leave nothing on the table.
All right, well, speaking of wrestling, we're going to get to that in just a second. Ladies and gentlemen, Antron Brown competing here at NHRA 4-Wide Nationals April 11th through the 13th. And the man who has obviously found the fountain of youth, he looks exactly like he did in 2008 when I first met him. Good to see you, AB.
Thank you, thank you. I'm going to leave you with just one note. When's the last time you ever opened up a chocolate bar that didn't look good?